The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
All right, first, the pandemic and numbers yesterday. Our statewide total of cases now, again, this number varied a little bit based on what health department you were looking at. Coronavirus.idaho.gov was reporting one thing. The South Central Public Health District was reporting another thing. What I gathered was that there were 66 cases as of last night. And as these numbers grow, instead of sharing each individual county with you like I have been, I'm just first going to tell you that there's still only one reported case in Twin Falls County. There was one reported in Cache County yesterday. There are none reported in Jerome County, none reported in Minidoka County. Blaine County's number continues to get a little more creepy every day. They had 36 cases last night, and the other big one is Ada County. As of last night, they were at 15. There are several counties around the state reporting a few cases, but at this point, the only two counties reporting over 10 are Blaine and Ada. No deaths associated with the virus have occurred in Idaho. Central District Health also issued that voluntary shelter-in-place order for anybody who's traveled to Blaine County in the last 2 weeks. That came out on Sunday. They say that if you've been to Blaine County since March 8th, they're asking you to stay home except to get necessary medical care, monitor your symptoms, and avoid close contact with anyone for 14 days after your last potential exposure date. That's the voluntary order. Now, the mandatory order is for residents of Blaine County. It's the only mandatory shelter-in-place order in effect right now throughout the state of Idaho. That'll remain in effect until at least April 13th. We do have an update on Idaho public schools. As I had mentioned earlier, the Idaho Board of Education yesterday ordered all public schools to stay closed to students until April 20th. The order was for a soft closure, so in many districts, staff and administration are still required to show up to work. But as far as sending your kiddos back to class, that isn't happening until at least after April 20th. Now, other stuff that I've made mention of that I just want to remind you, the Gentry Show scheduled for April 2nd at the Historic Wilson Theater has been postponed. They've rescheduled it for July 9th. Tickets still available online at historicwilsontheater.com. Obviously, if you have purchased a ticket for the show, they'll honor that at the rescheduled date. And if you're not able to make the rescheduled show, reach out to the theater. They'll be happy to provide you with a refund. There's also that Bar J Wranglers show that was scheduled for later this spring. That has been postponed. We do not have a rescheduled date on that show yet. I'm sure Chris Fox will update us on that on Thursday when we chat. The Madison March Shootout at Redder Showcase that we here at Hot 100 FM were so looking forward to. It's supposed to happen this coming weekend. That's postponed. But yes, we're still giving away nearly $7,000 in prizes. We're going to continue giving you chances to get qualified both on the air and on our Facebook page. And as soon as we have a rescheduled date, we'll certainly let you know. Up for grabs, as a reminder, is a king-size Serta mattress valued at over $2,700 and that fabulous stainless steel French door refrigerator valued at over $4,000. So if you're not qualified yet, stay tuned for a chance to get in the running in the coming days. The Trump administration announced last week that it will allow individuals and businesses to delay paying their tax bills for 90 days past the April 15th deadline without penalties or fees or anything like that. When Governor Little spoke yesterday, he touched on the federal extension but made no mention of the state following suit. So as it sits, it looks like your Idaho state taxes are still due on April 15th. Now, as we move through this together, I've been saying this every morning. I'm going to say it every morning because it is absolutely imperative to maintaining the good economic status that we found ourselves in here in Southern Idaho prior to this whole Coronamageddon, whatever you want to call it. Support your local businesses in whatever capacity you can. Obviously, most of the restaurants have closed their lobbies, but you could still order food to go. You can order delivery from many of them. There's lots of places that are doing groceries where you place your order online and then you go pick it up in the parking lot. So you don't really have to, you know, see anybody. There'll be somebody who shows up in the parking lot with the stuff that you bought. They'll load it into your car. You can stay 6 feet away. It's so important to use these services and support as many local businesses as you can right now. Everybody's struggling. We here at Lee Family Broadcasting feel the pain just as much as our fellow small businesses here in the Magic Valley. I encourage you to please support as much as you possibly can. And hopefully when the federal government can finally make a decision on the stimulus package, things will get a little easier for us. But as of last night, no resolution. Shocking. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send the info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com. You can call me if you'd like as well, 208-7334-HOT. That's 733-4468. And most importantly, stay healthy.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.